This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Well, good to have our good friend Scott Hinkey back in with us. It's been a couple weeks since Scott's been able to get in. So, Scott, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
On-site consulting is the company. Hey, you have anything, any needs with computers, this is your one-stop shop to get just everything taken care of. And, Scott, you just congratulations. You guys just won a very prestigious award. Tell us about it.
We did. We won top IT company in Colorado. That's a big area.
That's a big area.
And I was really, thankful for that recognition. It was through Colorado Biz Magazine. It's one of the top Colorado magazines, probably the top magazine in Colorado to talk about businesses and community and consumer affairs and things like that. So right. Colorado Biz named us that. And we appreciate it.
And man, there's a lot of companies around,
right,
that are in that.
We beat everybody, which is amazing. And I just contributed to the
was
lot
this
of the,
in person voting or mail voting or.
Well, we hacked into the voting machines and we changed the figures, and so that's exactly how we won. But we're not going to say that to anybody. No, it was like a vote. They send out these teasers and they say, "Hey, vote for your best computer company."
Sure.
And they send it to everybody they can, I guess. Yeah. So we're glad that we came in there. We beat a lot of the big companies.
Yeah.
And we're not that big of a company. Got about 10 employees, but we really care about our people.
No.
We care about people, individuals, whether they need tutoring. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people who just don't quite get it that a laptop has a battery in it or a wireless mouse has a battery. We explain that to people, to big networks and protecting. I know some of your clients or some of your friends, too, have used us in their
sure.
large companies with their servers and employees and monitoring and things like that. So we help everybody between here and there.
And, there's just so much that changes.
Right.
And changes quickly. Sometimes that we don't know, and one computer to another or one phone to another, different things like that. It's great to have an expert because there's no way we can all understand it.
Right. And I'll say the same with me. Like, I'm the owner of the company. I do not remember everything. I don't know how to fix everything. Some people say, well, if you're going to fix my computer, we want you personally to work on it. I said, you do not want me to work on this. You want somebody who works on this 8 hours a day to work on your computer, because they know this inside and out, and I have to ask people questions. So that's kind of the key, is know who you can ask. You don't need to have all the information in your brain, same with me in cars. I don't understand cars.
Sure.
I don't understand taxes. I don't understand women. But the point is, I don't have to know all those things. I just have to know somebody else who knows those things.
Just say you're right.
Yes,
that's the only thing.
I know, I've learned that first year. So anyway, so you need to have a friend in the business.
Yeah.
So you don't have to know everything.
Absolutely. When it comes to, what's the fairest comparison to maybe owning a computer? Is it car maintenance? I mean, as far as, hey, we do oil changes so often, all that. You don't trash it and buy a new one. You fix it as long as you can until it can't be fixed anymore, right?
Right. I've even got a video somewhere on my website is that it kind of compares it to a car. You need to take it in once in a while for a tune-up. You cannot survive without taking your car in once a year for a tune-up, And you'll come up with those people and say, no, I could do it. I've gone 10 years without an oil change. Well, yes, you have, but that's why your car doesn't start half the time. But, also like the medical field, same thing. You need to go to a doctor once in a while. And I have friends and relatives who never go to doctors because they say they're not sick, and I feel fine. Well, you need to go once in a while. Just get a little checkup because guess what? The doctor knows a little bit more about medicine than you do, right? And I've argued with people about that, too. Oh, they do not. I said, oh, my gosh. Of course they know more about medicine than you do. You need to go in there, just have somebody look at it. And you don't always have to pay, a consulting company like us or some other large reputable company to do it. There could be a geeky kid next door. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't go with teenagers. A geeky married person next door, somebody like in their 30s. Right. Kids all think they know what they're doing. But really somebody who's maybe 25, 30 years old, they could really advise you on some of the basics. There's so many basics that we have on our answering machine. Actually, when you call us, it'll say, if your computer, your printer, or your internet's not working, you need to restart your computer, your internet, or your printer. I mean, it seems common sense to people, but a lot of people don't get that. So I say, you know, you got a nerdy guy next door and you can't figure out why your computer doesn't turn on. Maybe the first step is go next door. Hey, could you look at my computer and I'll bake you some cookies? Okay. Sure. So, you know, have somebody like that. But we're a friendly people. We've been doing this for 40 years. A lot of helping people out everywhere from tutoring to lessons to how come my phone doesn't sync with my other iPhone and, you know, a lot of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But with our staff, we pretty much help everybody with everything.
All right. Are there several most common problems that walk in every day with computers that you see?
Yes. Every day, it's a scam. I hate to say it. But we have over 11,000 customers, loyal customers, too. They come in, you know, once a year or whatever. But they get scammed. We're talking two or three people per day will call us, and it is so sad. The best thing to do is, you know, is to hang up before you let them in your computer. Right. But unfortunately, the ones that come to us have already let them in.
So these are ones where they allowed someone to get in there. Not they didn't just click on something. They talked to someone and allowed them in.
Right. And two or three times a day, this happens. We had one customer complain once because when she came in, she goes, that technician wasn't stressed out enough. He should have been more stressed out. I let somebody in my computer. I said, ma'am, we know. We see this every day. And hopefully that never happens to you guys. But you just got to remember, nobody's going to remote into your computer for free and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Microsoft.
Anything good.
Anything good. That's right. Things bad, they will. But like Microsoft doesn't call you. There's a big scam out. It's been around for years. Pops up and says, warning, something, 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 call Microsoft, and here's the phone number. The first red flag is Microsoft doesn't even want you to have their phone number. Yeah. You know how hard it is to find the real Microsoft phone number? There's billions of computers around the world. Nobody wants to talk to you. So for somebody to tell you the friendly number to call, it's not Microsoft. So they let those people in the computer. And I assure you, if you've ever let somebody in a computer, they are still connected to your computer. When they install a program, it'll stay on there till you, the customer, manually take it off. We'll have customers come in with three remote programs running on their computer. And I tell them, and they said, oh, yeah, I let somebody remote in a year ago. I said, good grief. They've been connected to you for a year. Mm-hmm. You've got to change your passwords, maybe even your bank account password and stuff like that.
Sure.
So you've really got to be careful of that. It's common sense after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, should I? I shouldn't have given them my credit card number. But you just got to be careful. And, you know, if I was going to talk about this later, but if any of your listeners, I know you guys have hundreds of thousands of people listening.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds and millions. And but if they want to, we'll be glad to take a look at them. Like take a look at, not them, their computer.
Okay.
If they bring in their computer, leave it for 24 hours, we'll check to make sure there's no remote program on there. And you would be surprised at how many people, there is one on there from years ago. Oh yeah, I let that computer guy in years ago. I said, well, his program is still running every day. And we can detect this in seconds, and you normal people can't really tell the exact programs of what's running and stuff. Right. We'd be glad to take a look at that, do a diagnostic for your people. Just mention Haystack,
because
I don't want everybody in town coming in, just the Haystack people.
We appreciate it. Scott Hinke is our guest. Once again, it's On-Site Consulting. 720-482-8383 is the number, just off Hamden there, 925. That's a King Supers, right?
Yeah,
King Supers parking lot right there. Now, as far as passwords, that seems to be a thing that a lot of people forget, and there are some things that they have a hard time recovering them. So what's the easiest way? And I know you've shared this before, but I think it's very important because we've got so many passwords today.
So there are password managers. Their only job is to keep track of your passwords. Okay, the big one, well, I use one called LastPass. There's one called 1Pass. There's one called Fastlane. And there's a couple other out there because Joe is the criminal. You know, that's giving you the password manager. So you got to get one that's a really big name, and then you have a massive password on there to get into it, like a 20-digit password.
Oh,
like,
geez.
I hate these stupid computers and Microsoft! !123. You know, something that's a really long sentence or whatever, and so nobody can get in there. But the cool thing is, I put it on my computers. There's a free one and a paid version. I pay for it so I can put it on multiple computers and my phone and my wife's phone. So we all keep all of our family passwords, like 250 passwords, in one place. But if I'm at the Chick-fil-A and I can't remember my login so I can get the free nuggets, you know, I look at my phone and I find the password, right? So you can carry around 250 passwords. But on my phone, you do a face unlock, you know, so nobody can see those except for me.
Right.
But passwords are really important to keep safe. And you're supposed to change your passwords every single year. okay, even if you don't want to. And especially your email, your bank, and your like Apple ID or mm-hmm. Google. Like Google works on all your phones. So we have a lot of people, they go through a divorce or something like that, and their spouse has the password for the phone. They can track you. They can read all your emails. They can read your text messages. They can erase your photos, okay, for somebody who has your Gmail or your iCloud passwords. So those are the big ones you should change every single year. You know, REI Sports and Chick-fil-A, you don't have to do it because what are they going to steal, your nuggets? So
now, but when you go in there, you connect to their Wi-Fi, Chick-fil-A? Is that okay?
I do.
To get your... You're taking a chance now.
No, I don't usually...
For 6 free nuggets.
I know. I don't usually connect to Wi-Fi in public places. One, because my phone has unlimited Wi-Fi anyway.
Right.
Okay. So the only time people usually do that are airports, airplanes, and hotels. And airports, I think, are a big spot. If I was a criminal, I would go to an airport. There's a way to get into the airport Wi-Fi. Okay, everybody in the entire airport's on the same Wi-Fi. And I don't think it would be that hard to crack into there and see all the data being traveling around in
really?
The airport with people's cell phones. And you can get their email address and password that way. Not their bank account, but you get your email password.
Sure.
But with that, you can get your bank password. With that, you can get into your savings account and stuff. So you want to be careful in those public places and just don't use it if mm-hmm. you don't have to. I go on the public Wi-Fi on the airplane. It's funny, but I actually think about this. Are there any criminals on this airplane? Because if you were a criminal, you could see my email stuff going through the airplane. But what's the chance
right.
of me, Spirit Airways, $59 luggage handling fee, would a criminal go on there?
Right.
Right. You'd go with Emirates or whatever some big name is, United. But probably not the airlines that I fly on.
As far as phones, and we'll get into some computer stuff here after our break. But
okay.
As far as phones, what can you help people with iPhones? Like, I know a lot of people that drop their phone and break the glass. Do y'all do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I'm not for me. Again, that's one of those things I don't know how to
right.
do.
Okay.
But it's a piece of glass. We have to order the right one for the right phone. We pry it open and stick on the new glass, and we have a warranty on that. I think we have a lifetime warranty on screen protectors.
Okay.
They're only $20. We'll do a discount for Haystack people of $15, but it's a lifetime screen protector. That means a little plastic that goes on top. So if you ever break it, hopefully that breaks instead of your screen the next time. You can come in and we'll give you another one. But, yeah, we could replace those. Apple's got this thing going on. They're trying to fight that only Apple can fix an Apple phone. And there's like a lawsuit mm-hmm. and like up in Congress or something that's really big about whether anybody can fix iPhones other than Apple. And I don't even know what the result is right now. But right now we're still fixing them
wow.
at half the price of Apple, by the way.
Yeah.
While you wait, by the way. And that's another thing. Oh, I should bring this up. We're really good at getting things done quickly. You know, we usually have a 1 to 2 day turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
There's a major computer person, a company in Denver. They are 3 weeks before they turn on your computer. So if you have a problem with your computer, you check it in. 3 weeks later, they will turn it on and check it out. Can you believe that? If your business or your
right.
home is without a computer for that amount of time, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a 1 to 2 day turnaround, which helps a lot of people out.
Right. Once again, Scott Hinke is our guest. It is On-Site Consulting. The number is 720-482-8383. When you go in, mention you heard him here on Haystack Help, and I promise you they'll take great, great care of you. All right. Scott Hinke is our guest, On-Site Consulting. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Hey, before we get back to the show, I just want to take a minute and say a personal word about Stack Optical. I've been going to Allen for over 10 years, and it's with great confidence that I can say you should trust all of your optical needs to Stack Optical as well. Allen, which you've heard on our show many times, has been taking care of his customers since 1968, and yes, it's still family-owned and operated. So if it's time for your eye exam, I hope you'll call 303-321-1578 and get your eye exam scheduled. And folks, it's only $69. So go check out the great selection of frames. And since Stack Optical has their own on-site lab, you'll have your new glasses in just a couple of days. So for glasses, prescription sunglasses, contacts,
and even repairs. Go see Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. The number's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com. And at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, Scott Hinkey is our guest. On-site consulting is the company. Hey, they are the top IT company in Colorado, and they just won that award. So, Scott, once again, our second half, I'll congratulate
you
again.
Thank you. And that is not a self-imposed award. I didn't just make it up and said, congratulations myself, I am the award winner. No, we won that from Colorado Biz Magazine. It's a really prestigious magazine in Colorado that rates businesses and gives consumer advice and things like that. So we're really pleased to get that. We did a lot of work to get there, too.
Sure. Well, when you take care of people like you've done through the years, and us, I mean, us personally over through the years, I mean, man, you're very consistent with your service, and you take care of people and do what you have to do, and you don't charge for things you don't have to do, and it's pretty easy to run a good, honest business, but very few people do it.
Right. If you do the right thing, people come back. What a concept, you know? So we've done this for 40 years. We've had people come back. I still have the same customer I helped 40 years ago. Wow. That comes to us for computer help. When I first started working with him, I was helping him with floppy disks. And the mouse wasn't invented yet, just floppy disks and a modem to call the city planning committee or something. Jeez. Anyway, we've been in it a long time, so we've seen a lot of weird stuff. We had a guy come in, have a computer there in the shop right now that needs Windows XP on his computer. So we're having to find a Windows XP computer to install his program on. You know, what a weird concept. But I pulled out my disk from 25 years ago. Look, I have a copy of Windows XP from 25 years ago. So we see a lot of stuff. So if you come in, you probably won't surprise us.
Yep, absolutely. Now, in our first segment, Scott was talking about folks remoting in, and he would be very happy for Haystack Help listeners to bring your computer in, and they will take a quick look and see if there's any remote programming running on there that you are unaware of. But when you talk about diagnostic checking, let's kind of run through that a little bit. What are you looking for?
Just like, you know, at the bank, tellers are supposed to touch real money. So when they see a fake one come by, they can see it right away. That's kind of the way we are with computers. You turn your computer on in 1 minute, we'll say, oh, look, your computer's more than 5 years old. If it's more than 5 years old, you have to 50% chance of it working another year. It's really amazing. So a guy came in today. Oh, my computer's 10 years old. I said, okay, you have a negative 10% chance of this computer working another year. It shouldn't even be operating right now. You need another computer. So that's part of the diagnostics. Good grief. We could do that just by looking at it without turning it on. A lot of people have two antivirus programs thinking that's good. That is counterproductive. They don't both work. They both, in fact, don't work. So you're not protected at all when two antivirus
programs. So one good one's better than multiple.
Right. You put two on there. They're fighting the whole time. Your computer's dirt slow. Probably will crash. And neither one is scanning for viruses. So we could take a look at that in seconds, whether you have a backup program on there and your updates. A lot of people, Windows has automatic updates since the beginning of time. They don't work. It just doesn't work, even though it's supposed to work. And so we go in there real quick and check the updates, make sure your computer's got all the patches that it needs. We'll do that for free during a diagnostic, you know. And, you know, if we see a lot of pop-ups, we can nip that in the bud right away. That's probably part of a tune-up. So we diagnose things for free.
Okay.
For your customers. We charge ours $40. But if you want to fix it, you know, we'll call you back and say, hey, you got 200 viruses on here. You want us to take care of that? And we'll let you decide if you want to pay us to do that. But we just like helping people.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you've got a new computer, and like my wife, was afraid to transfer everything over, something might get lost, hey, you can trust Scott Hinkey. He did a great job and at On-Site Consulting transferring all of her stuff over to a new computer. And there's a trick to that, so to speak, isn't there?
There is. Most places don't do what we do. They move the stuff. That's the files and the pictures and the music and videos and maybe your address book. Okay, that's the data, things that you've created since you've been on there. But places don't know how to move the programs, the bookmarks, the favorites, the Wi-Fi passwords, the printers, your high score in solitaire and stuff like that. We can move all that stuff. And when you get the new computer, it looks just like your last one.
Mm-hmm.
It's virtually the same thing. You're like, oh, look how easy that was.
Right.
It wasn't easy, but we know how to do it.
Sure.
You know? And we had a lady come in with Windows 11. She has a Windows 10 computer and a Windows 11, wanted us to transfer it. I said, okay, do you want Windows 11? She goes, is it a lot different? I said, yes. It took me about 10 seconds to find the off button on Windows 11. They moved it to a weird place. And control panels are just a little funny. I said, if you don't want any mental stress, just stick with Windows 10. She goes, okay. So we made her computer Windows 10. So when she gets it back, it's going to look exactly like her old computer.
Yeah, and that's what people
so we like. That's what people need is comfort, you know?
Sure. Now, you have a lot of great deals there on a ton of different equipment. So kind of just run through some of the things that generally you have great savings on.
Yeah, so we have we refurbish computers. So we can get them from an auction through the state and schools and government and stuff like that. They recycle their computers every 3 years, 3 to 5 years. So we'll buy computers in bulk. We take out the slow, old spinning hard drive and put in a high-speed drive, which actually makes them 6 to 8 times faster than when they were purchased for the government. And we sell them at about 1/2 to 1/3 the price of a new computer. And most of our lower speed computers go faster than the higher speed ones.
Mm-hmm.
People know, look, I turn on my computer once a day to check my email, look at Facebook, check my bank, and I turn it back off. I don't want to waste my life on a computer, and I don't want to spend a lot of money on this. So I said, hey, $200. You can get a computer with a warranty and a high-speed drive and Windows 10 and all the updates done for $200. You know, we have them higher than that. But if you're just doing that, how about $200? You want to go twice as fast? Let's spend $50 more. It's okay. Not that much to get a good computer for your house for whatever your needs are. But we've got desktops and laptops at every range. We've got monitors from $20. Like if you ever put a second monitor on your desk, you work more efficiently when there's two monitors. Okay, so you can put a second monitor for $20. So just come on by and we can get you a monitor too. That has a warranty too.
Right.
So we're really, really good guys. We're right here at Hampton and I-25 in the King Super Center. I told somebody once that and they said, wait, you're in the parking lot? Like a tent? No, we don't have a tent in the parking lot. We have a building, but they were looking for a tent in the parking lot.
You're in the deli department.
Yes. Back in the deli section. So
now, as far as chips and all that, we see so much of that in the automotive industry, excuse me, where they're looking for chips.
Yeah.
Anything in computers that are hard for you to get?
I expected this the whole time COVID. I was so stressed out about the supply chain because almost all the chips come from the East,
right?
In Asia.
Why is that?
I think it's the cost of living. Like, I think they pay their people $5 a day. I think that's why they have more people making products at a cheaper cost. I think that's how it works. I don't know. But so all this stuff, and one time there was a typhoon in Taiwan, and like all the hard drives doubled in price overnight. You could only buy one hard drive at the store at a time, not more than one. That was like 10 years ago. But now there's never been a shortage of the things that I thought we would have a shortage with, memory chips and hard drives. But video cards, which is odd, had a shortage all during COVID. I think it's because everybody was at home playing games instead of going to work or going to school.
Right.
So they upgraded their computers, got the really fancy video card, and there were shortages. There are lines of people camped outside the computer store at night, which I think is crazy to play a video game. But that's what they did. Nobody had a job. They're living off of, you know, unemployment. So they'll camp outside the computer store. But we haven't seen a lot of shortages. I'm still surprised that we haven't seen them.
Mm-hmm.
They have recently jumped a little bit in price, like maybe 25% for a hard drive and chips. But nothing like I expected. I thought it would be doubling or tripling. So we're okay right now. We stocked up, and we've got a lot of stuff at our store at the same low price that we had them from COVID.
Right. And a lot of times, I want to mention this for seniors. First of all, let me say this too, man. Thanks for all you do in the community of helping people. I mean, because you do.
We do. We help a lot.
You donate things. You do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But seniors sometimes, as you said earlier, boy, with the way what we went through over the last few years, you know, man, for them to be able to FaceTime maybe on an iPad or something like that, or just check their bank account or just check an email. Again, some of these deals, you've got some great things for seniors, and you can help them.
Right.
Understand things.
Yeah. We do it at whatever spectrum somebody needs. You know, you could just buy a computer. We could transfer it. Sometimes it's even simpler than that. Let's say you're a senior and you need to do FaceTime, but your computer doesn't have a camera. So some people think, oh, I've got to buy a new computer, I got to buy a laptop and all this stuff. I said, or you could buy this $50 webcam, stick it on your screen and you're done, yeah. Right? You got your same computer, you didn't have to spend a lot of money. You still got Zoom and FaceTime, or we could show you how to do it on your phone. Mm-hmm. We have one-on-one tutoring sessions if somebody wants that. So we like to help people. We do have many of our computers on a website. It's PCs for Seniors, PCS. 4 is the number 4, and then seniors.com. It's got a bunch of our prices on there. You will see the incredible prices we have. And yeah. You're going to think, there's a lot of people who have low prices, but they don't have a warranty. There's one place in town that sells refurbished computers, and their warranty is 1 week. A 1 week warranty when you buy a computer from them. That is crazy. We have a year warranty, and you know, we're there to help you out. We're not going anywhere.
Sure. And, you know, one thing great, and I said this the other day with a client, it is great to have businesses in where you can tell they love what they do.
Yeah.
They're their primary focus. And it's easy to say, hey, you're honest and take care of customers because you wish every business was like that. But you know what, man? I mean, I've just seen it all through these many years. You take care of people, and that's why you win the best IT company in Colorado.
We actually had to put a sign up on the wall that says, just because you enjoy your job doesn't mean we're going to do it for free. A lot of our technicians forget to charge people because they're having so much fun helping people.
Right.
And the guy walks out there. I said, did you charge him anything? He's been here an hour. Oh, I forgot to charge him. So we do enjoy what we do in helping people.
Well, good. Get by and see him. Hey, it's On-Site Consulting, 720-482-8383. Make sure you mention Haystack Help. And Scott has a lot of great specials on there. Don't even have time to run through them all. But if you'll mention Haystack Help, I promise you they'll take good care of you. He is offering that diagnostic on there to check to see if you are being someone has remoted in your computer, and a diagnostic, and that's normally $40. So, Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Crancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You've heard me for the last 8 years on KLZ, and today, my senior reverse mortgage manager of over 16 years, David Olson, has important information on reverse mortgages.
Thank you, Kurt. I specialize in reverse mortgages, and as a senior of 75 years and owning a reverse mortgage, we face many precarious financial events. Today, we are facing a 40-year high inflation rate. The words inflation and fixed income are not compatible. How do we protect our financial stability in these difficult times? By having access to an increasing home equity line of credit, where your unused portions grow in value. An income stream for life, just like Social Security. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Just call 720-895-0500. Join me for a free, no-obligation conversation, your table or mine, and learn how a reverse mortgage can help you. That's 720-895-0500. David Olson. Relieve some of your financial stress in these trying times. That's 720-895-0500.
NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pets' needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Get relief from Flesh and Back. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now. 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Whatley. As mentioned, our show is brought to you each week by Integrated Health Systems. It is always good to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us. Doc, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. How was your weekend?
It was busy. You know, soccer starting back up.
Oh, and, wow.
You know, school starts this week, so it was a busy but fun weekend.
You know, it is pretty cool, though, to get everything kind of back to somewhat of normalcy there after all we've been through with everything in our lives, but sports certainly a big thing for most of our kids and different things like that, so it's good to have everybody out and about again, but it sure did make our schedule busier, didn't it?
It definitely did. I couldn't agree more, especially the kids. I think I've talked to so many, you know, kids and my daughter's friends that are actually excited to go to school and have their first normal year. And my daughter's a senior, so this is going to be her first normal high school year. So she hasn't experienced yet normal high school year and what actually is all involved with assemblies and, you know, going to all the sporting events and having, you know, like bonfires, you know, all the cool stuff that you do in high school that makes it super fun. She hasn't experienced any of that yet, so she's kind of excited to actually experience that.
Yeah, I bet. Well, mentioning that and sports getting back in, thought we would talk about today and concussions and primarily sports concussions, but just concussions as a whole. And, you know, Victoria and I, we actually went to Bronco preseason game here with the Cowboys the other day and saw a couple of hits too that, man, I tell you. But there's a lot of myths about concussions too out there. So we're going to go through a lot of things here with Dr. Stedman here today. But I guess what happens, you know, and we'll take it from a hit standpoint, and then we'll kind of get into some of the myths that it doesn't take a hit to get a concussion. But what really happens to our brain when we suffer a concussion?
So, you know, what really happens is that there's a change. I mean, you're injuring the brain, you know, so that, you know, there's parts of the brain that are being injured, you know, and it could be a mild injury. It can be a severe injury, you know, and with those different, you know, severities can come with, you know, many different symptoms. And, you know, so the other thing that comes along with concussions is inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain cells that are in your brain that is a really good thing to have, that when you do have a concussion, they kind of jump on and they go, hey, we're going to take care of you. We're going to heal things up. And kind of the good and bad, there's always good and bad to everything that our body does. But, you know, the good part is that it's trying to heal and it's trying to clean up debris and it's trying to, like, kind of reconnect the neurons and trying to get everybody healthy again. But then the bad part is that your brain is kind of a closed system. So everything kind of happens in the brain where, you know, sometimes if you sprain your ankle hurts and maybe your knee kind of aches, but you can kind of walk different and you can compensate, or you can rest. You can put your foot up. You can go on crutches. You know, you can wear a shoe support or an ankle support. You know, there's all these really cool things that we can do to try to compensate. But when it comes to the brain, is really, really, really hard to compensate. And so then your brain's like trying to go into healing mode, but you still have to think and look and see and hear and listen and formulate words and formulate memories. And it just makes it really hard to compensate. And so, you know, that's kind of what your brain is going through. It's kind of gone through an injury that is trying to heal. And it just really kind of impacts us. And since your brain controls every part of your body, then you kind of see that a lot of areas of your body and your physiology are kind of off as well. And so it kind of has this really global effect, you know, when we do have these concussions, and it just can all be from an injury in the brain. And that area of your brain controls your digestion. It controls your breathing. It controls your sleep. And so that's what makes it really tough. And that's kind of what we're dealing with when people have these kind of concussions.
Sure. Now, can there be, I don't know, for lack of a better term, a delayed concussion, like a delayed response where, like, you know, you don't really feel anything for a while?
That actually does happen often. I mean, you have the severe ones where, you know, somebody might get, you know, knocked out a little bit, or they blank out, or, you know, they lose the consciousness, you know. And so with those injuries, you know, it's easy to say, like, oh my gosh, like, you had a concussion. But you can have injuries, you know, sometimes after a car accident, where you have all of this adrenaline that's taking place. And so you don't really feel the effects of the concussion until the adrenaline starts to wear off. Hmm. Or you can have these injuries that take place, and you really don't notice the effects until a couple weeks later, because, you know, things are still working, but then all of a sudden things don't work. And so you're kind of waiting for those systems to, for lack of better terms, kind of fall apart. So it's really easy for people to say, well, I thought I was fine, but 2 weeks later, I started getting dizzy. 2 weeks later, I started dealing with brain fog. Or all of a sudden, I noticed that I couldn't do, you know, I couldn't be in the sunlight. And so we hear some of those delayed responses. And I would say most of the time, you know, people have some pretty good adrenaline, and they're just kind of like, you know, fighting through it. But then you get to a point where you can no longer compensate. The systems are definitely starting to shut down, and now you can't do the things that you used to be able to do.
Right. And I think we have seen a little bit more of awareness of this over the last few years with, and we'll just say with kids sports and even the NFL and other professional sports as well. But so let's give some tips maybe to some parents to, you know, like say kids are playing soccer or whatever. And as far as symptoms and kind of what to look for, because the coach may say they're okay and you as a parent may need to step in, you know, who knows?
Yeah, there's definitely things to look for. I would say the most common things that we see are a sensitivity to light, a sensitivity to sound, usually a change in mood, and even a change in, like, sleep and energy. Those are kind of the most common things that we hear and that we see. And sometimes you have parents, unfortunately, sometimes I see that parents will tend to blow these off more than coaches do. Which I've seen on my daughter's own team. You know, you talk to other parents, like, oh, she was fine. She was just, like, super sensitive to light, and you know, she was kind of like laying in a dark room for a couple of days, and, you know, she was kind of being really ornery, but, you know, I think she's fine. So she's going to start playing. It's like, oh, well, all right. But those are kind of the common things, because, you know, when your brain kind of goes into a stress fight or flight response, that's when you do see these, like, you know, sensitivities to light and sound, because when your body is in a fight or flight, it tends to be hypersensitive. So sometimes they're even hypersensitive on their mood. So you might see a little bit of anxiety, or you might say something, you know, as a parent, and then all of a sudden they're kind of snapping and they're like super sensitive to what you said. And you're like, whoa, what's going on with you? Mm-hmm. You know, and they're like, nothing, I'm fine. And so now you see the change in the mood. Of course, that could be teenagers too, but still you can see changes in mood, energy, sleep patterns. And those are some of the things that I would say are the earliest signs. And if they don't get taken care of, then you start hearing about, like, you know, perception. I was going to say, like, memory, forgetfulness, handwriting, balance, dizziness, coordination. Those are the things that start to kind of set in after that.
Okay. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. Once again, Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617 is the number. Now, some things I was reading, and you can tell me if this is something you agree with, but it talked about, you know, getting through a concussion, and it said about 80% resolve in 7 to 14 days in one article I read. Would that be a fair assessment?
You know, I think that's hard to say.
Okay.
And I think it's a great talking point, because I think a lot of people think that. And I would say there's definitely people that resolve. You know, I think the healthier somebody is, I think the more capable of resolution. You know, I think the younger a person is, I think the more capable of everything, you know, cleaning up. Because I think your body should be healthy enough to, you know, if you hit your head pretty hard and maybe you do get like a little mild concussion, I mean, there should be, your body should be able to recover from it. Just like if you sprain your ankle, you should be able to recover from that. You know, it shouldn't be plaguing you for like months and months and months and months. It's interesting on the 80%, but I think, you know, we also tend to see all the patients who don't recover, you know, so I think that's really hard for me to go, yeah, I would agree.
Sure.
But, you know, but there are a lot of people who do have even mild concussions, whether you, you know, hit your head, you know, in sports, like you landed on the ground hard, you collided with somebody else, you know, or in a car accident, you know, sometimes they kind of, you know, hit their head on the, you know, the window or something like that, or the back of the seat, and they seem fine and they're able to recover. I mean, we obviously don't see those people, but I would say people do recover. I think there is a possibility of recovery that is out there. I think it's just always important to like double check and not just hope for the recovery piece,
mm-hmm,
you know, because sometimes they don't recover and then it's months down the road. But yeah, I would say that it's an interesting stat.
Sure. You know, I was reading something on Brett Favre this morning, and he was talking about, he said, hey, if somebody would have asked me a few years ago how many concussions I had, I would have probably said 3. But he said now, where he is and understanding concussions, he truly believes he had over 1,000 concussions.
Well, yeah. You know, the other person in Colorado, Jeb Poussier, I worked with him for several years, you know, before they, you know, he moved out to Dallas. You know, and he was, you know, he was on a radio station, a sports station,
mm-hmm,
and he's told me this in the office. He said this on the radio that he's like, I've probably had 500. And I remember one time I was listening to another sports station, and it was funny because I guess Jeb showed up at, you know, training camp. And so he was talking to one of the other sports stations, and they're like, oh my gosh, Jeb says that he's probably had like over 500 concussions. And I was like, yeah, because every time you've had birds floating, you know, what's the terms like, oh yeah, I saw stars, I saw birds,
sure,
my bell rung.
Yeah, we used to call it getting your bell rung. That's exactly what we called it, and I played ball, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I remember Jeb talking about like, you know, he's like, I got my bell rung every practice, you know, and he's like, you know, you get hit hard enough, and he goes, you know, you see a few stars and get your bell rung,
mm-hmm,
you know, and so, I mean, each of those could have been like a mild concussion. So it's interesting that you kind of read that with Brett Favre, because I think you're starting to hear a lot of that with the, you know, especially NFL. But what I kind of found is fascinating that most people that are playing a sport, and I've treated everything from youth to professional, you know, they don't talk about it. But if you talk to the ones who've retired, they all say, oh, I've had numerous and hundreds of concussions. You know, but while they're playing, it's usually like 2
sure,
or 3.
Yeah. So left untreated, what are the dangers?
Left untreated, the dangers are that you start, basically you start compensating. And kind of what I mean by that is, I think our body and us as humans, we have a brilliant way of pushing through and making things work. And that's not always the best thing. You know, it's kind of like the walk it off theory is not always the best. And if something is going on with your eyes and you're struggling, you know, then people will just end up doing something different. You know, if you struggle to read, you may not read anymore. You know, or if, you know, if your eyes aren't working, sometimes you can have a head tilt.
Mm-hmm.
And then if your head is tilting to kind of compensate for your eye positions, you know, then you start developing migraines, you know, and if your usually off balance, you know, you'll stop doing certain activities, or maybe you're not as active as you used to be. And so what you tend to see with concussions that are untreated is that we start our, the compensations sometimes become the things that we are noticing the most, you know, whether you get social anxiety now and you don't go out with friends, whether you get migraines all the time, you're dizzy all the time, your digestion is no longer, you know, like now all of a sudden you're like allergic to all these different foods. And people will say, like, I used to not have this problem, but ever since my concussion, you know, I can't eat things anymore like I used to. You know, I can't drink a glass of wine. And so I think it's all the compensations are the things that we, you know, tend to struggle with, you know, long term. And they get to a point that when we do see patients that come in, you know, a year or two later, that's usually what they're talking about, is they'll say, you know, well, what's going on with you? Well, I have anxiety all the time. I'm depressed. My digestive system isn't working. I have low libido. I can't read. You know, I find myself at home because if I go out to the sunlight, it's too bright. I stop going to concerts. You know, I make everybody around me be quiet, or I have to be in a different room. You know, when my family's having dinner, I have to eat in the living room because I can't take the noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so now you just start hearing all of these things that have now changed because it's never just been addressed effectively. So a lot of times it feels like we're like fixing the compensations, just trying to get to the root cause of it all.
Right.
And so that's what you see long term, is that a lot of people, their life has changed drastically because of it. And it, which is sad, because I'm like, if we could have maybe gotten our hands on people sooner than later, mm-hmm. you know, then what does that look like? And so I, in a weird way, sometimes I get really excited when somebody, you know, they're like, I had a concussion. I say, when? Oh, like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, yes, we could probably fix this soon and get you back on your feet.
Yeah.
Versus, when did you have this? Oh, about 4 years ago. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to take a while.
No doubt. Again, Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest, Integrated Health Systems, and Dr. Steadman has been kind enough to give our listeners a free initial consult. So, hey, if someone you know is going through this, and you can check out their website as well, integratedhealthdenver.com, but they'll be glad to help you. And Dr. Steadman's done us a great job through over all the years for us personally and friends and listeners of our show. So I'm telling you, if you've not been able to find the help on the medical side that you're looking for, give them a call, 303-781-5617. So from a medical term, do you classify concussions in different levels, or are there different, you know, I mean, is there a stage one, stage two, anything like that, like some of the other medical conditions?
No, I mean, to the most part, you'll tend to hear like a traumatic brain injury or a TBI.
Okay.
Or you'll hear a mild traumatic brain injury or an MTBI. Those are kind of like the two things that you hear medically. For us, it's all the same. It's like you have an injury.
Sure.
You know, so we have to like work on it. I know if you get into comas, there's like coma scales and things like that, that go with those types of brain injuries. But traditionally you just hear people go, oh, I had a TBI, or I had MTBI, or some people just say, oh, I had a concussion. You know, some people will designate or delineate between a concussion and a traumatic brain injury. And like, how do you even like figure that out? You know, if somebody's going to probably say there's a difference between the two, it's going to be based on symptoms, which at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter, because we're trying to fix the brain, you know. So for us, we don't really label it. We're like, you had an injury, now we have to fix it. Because I think too often some people go, oh, I had like a, you know, just a minor concussion. It wasn't a big deal. And so then everybody kind of blows it off. You know, like, oh, they're fine. They just had a concussion. You know, and maybe another person, like, oh, they had a TBI. Ooh, they had a traumatic brain injury. Oh, that must be really bad. You know, but the fact of the matter is, you can have somebody had a concussion that can have long-term effects just as much as a person that had a, you know, diagnosis of a TBI. And a lot of the groups that I support and talk with, the sad part about that is it's considered an invisible injury, meaning that nobody can see it. So then they assume that you're good. They assume everything is okay, and the person literally gets no support. So I think it's kind of like be an injustice to like label one way or the other instead of saying, you know what, this person had an injury and they need to be supported from their community, from their family, from their doctors until they're better, because we can't see what goes on every day in their life. We don't know how they feel on the inside. So that's a long story and maybe a little bit of a soapbox, but I think it's just, I think it's always good to acknowledge the person had an injury and how do we support them instead of the labels that kind of go on out there.
Yeah, sure. Now, we always hear the term, you know, the player's been through a concussion protocol. What should that protocol look like? And even trying to help parents again here, and maybe coaches that may be listening or whatever, what should, and let's just say a kid go through, you know, after they've been diagnosed with a concussion.
You know, I think after you get diagnosed with a concussion, I think it's important to find somebody who actually knows how to work with them, because there's a lot more to it than just, you know, looking at their eye movements, looking at their balance, how many fingers am I holding up, you know, repeat after me these five things. You know, I think if somebody fails those on the field, you're probably doing pretty, you're not doing so great. But, you know, there are the minor things that come later on. And I think that's where it's important to get those checked out. So, you know, where we can look at things like checking their balance, checking their gross motor movements and their fine motor movements, looking at their eye movements, because your eyes are have some of the smallest muscles. So if you want to see dysfunction, you know, the eyes are a really good place to look at. Next is looking at, like, the vestibular system.
Sure.
The vestibular system is another, it's like, it's all your inner ear system. So, like, if you hit your head really hard, it really disrupts the inner ear system. So to look at the vestibular system is good. So I think that those are, like, the tests that should be done is vestibular, eyes, gross motor, fine motor coordination, balance. You know, those are some of the things that I think are important to check after a concussion.
All right. All right, a few minutes left here with Dr. Stedman. I'm going to give you a couple of myths, and then I'll let you explain these. So, number one myth, you must be hit on the head to have a concussion.
Yeah, absolutely not. I can't tell you how many people have had whiplash injuries. I was even talking to somebody the other week that they never hit the ground with their head, but they have all the concussion symptoms, and they found it weird. I was like, you can have an injury to your neck that can mimic all your concussion symptoms. So, yep. Myth.
Okay. And then also, you have to lose consciousness. And I always like to bring this up because even Brett Favre said it. You know, he said, I always thought it's when I blacked out or lost consciousness, but you always have to lose consciousness to have a concussion.
No way, Jose. Mm-hmm. No way. I mean, usually, it's almost kind of, you don't hear that as often, people that lost consciousness. You know, most people don't at all. They're totally conscious the whole time.
Right.
All right, next.
Now, you must have imaging of your brain after a concussion.
Yeah, that was definitely false. I mean, it's always good to have imaging, mm-hmm. but they easily, 9 times out of 10, all the imaging shows up normal. And,
yep.
And that's what all patients say, that my CT scans and my MRIs are all normal, so they said I was fine. And I'm like, nope, you're clearly not fine.
Right. Now, what about wearing a helmet will prevent concussion? And I see this, you know, with kids, and I mean, you think when we grow up, I don't know, I'm older than you, but man, dude, if we had rode a helmet riding a bicycle, we would have been laughed out of our neighborhood. You know, I mean, it wasn't even a thing around. But now you see everybody wearing helmets, which is a good thing for safety. But will wearing a helmet prevent a concussion?
It definitely does not prevent a concussion, but it can minimize, you know, the damage. Because, I mean, you still have whiplash that can kind of cause concussion. You can still hit your head and cause what they call a coup contra coup, meaning, like, both sides of your brain kind of hit the skull. But, man, talk about, like, lifesaver. The helmet could be a biggest lifesaver. I've seen so many patients that have come in here with a cracked helmet, and I'm like, you are lucky you had that helmet on, because that helmet took all of the impact, and maybe the injuries that we have to fix are not as bad as they could have been. So I think, you know, concussion headbands, helmets, you know, anything that really absorbs the impact can really be beneficial and decrease the amount of recovery and work that we have to do.
All right. How about this one? The symptoms of a concussion begin right away.
heck no. I mean, there's so many times you hear people that actually had a concussion and went back on the field.
Yeah.
You know, or they hit their head and then they went right back, you know, to doing what they're doing. And it wasn't until a couple of days later that all of a sudden it just like everything fell apart. So, yeah, no, they definitely don't show up right away. And I think it's even good to like monitor. I mean, if you know somebody who's had a concussion or like a kid, it's good to even monitor for about 2 weeks. You know, a lot of times like, oh, they're fine. They'll watch them for 24 hours and then they're good. I would watch for like 20, you know, at least 2 weeks just to look at like sensitivities, moods, emotions, balance, you know, things like that.
Sure. And we kind of covered this when we went through the protocol, but the myth says once an athlete's headache is gone, they should be good to return to the sport.
Yeah. No way. I mean, yeah, no way. Again, you know, adrenaline can really be
huge.
It's a powerful thing that we can produce. You know, when you hear about moms that can lift a car with adrenaline, you know, it tells you what adrenaline can do. I mean, geez, you see people who like walk away from like these rollover accidents. You're like, what the heck? But then later on, they just fall apart. It's amazing what our body can do in that split moment for survival. But as soon as all of those survival mechanisms wear off, the cortisol wears off, that's usually when you start seeing like everything just starts to fall apart. And that's usually when we get people that are calling our office because they're like, oh, I thought everything was fine. The doctor said they're fine. The coach said they're fine. But my kid has not been the same. And they're like, they're struggling.
Yeah.
So,
man, last question, about a minute and a half here. But let's talk about a consultation and what that would look like. Someone hears this. Again, you offer a free initial consultation. 303-781-5617 is the number. What would an initial consultation like that look for with someone with a concussion?
You know, it can be in person or it can be over the phone. Sometimes we actually, over the phone can work really well because if some people are struggling to get out of their house or to drive down here, you know, we can do that on the phone. But what it looks like is just finding out what happened, what's going on, what's your symptoms, you know, wanting to make sure it's a good fit, not even from our standpoint, but from the patient's standpoint. So I want to make sure we're a good fit too. But we really kind of want to just see those pieces because if everything works well, then we try to get the person as fast as we can so we can get working on them, you know, so that we can get that exam under our belt. Because that's the biggest and the first step that we need to do. So the consultation is a quick way to say, like, is this a good fit? What questions do you have? Here's what we do. And then we can get that exam scheduled. And then the exam, you know, we'll check everything from balance to vestibular to eyes to movement. Our exams are really detailed and very thorough because we want to know everything that's going on with a person's brain so that we know the best way to get them back to doing what they love.
Right. And I think the thing to take away from today's show is just all the parents, coaches, whatever, should take it serious if the kid's complaining about something, right?
Absolutely. Don't wait. It's not worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Dr. Stedman, hey, man, we appreciate your time. We'll look forward to our visit next week, sir.
All right. Have a good one, Scott.
Thank you, sir. That's Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. Thanks for being with us today for Your Health Matters.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.